Welcome to Uni Jena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. My name is Fleur Frenk. I work in the International Student Section of the International Office at the University of Jena. In today's episode, I talk with my colleagues Stephanie Müller and Silvia Canario Acosta about guest studies at the University of Jena. Hello, Silvia and Stephanie. Nice to have you here. Could you please introduce yourselves briefly?
Hi, Fleur. Thanks for having us today. My name is Stephanie. I was a student at the University of Jena myself, and I've been working for the International Office of the University of Jena for quite a while now.
Hello, Fleur. My name is Silvia Canario Acosta, and I studied at the University of Jena also. Now I work in the International Office and take care of foreign guest students who come to the University of Jena through the Erasmus Plus program.
Okay, so please tell us, what exactly does the term guest study program mean?
The guest study program stands for a short-term study stay at a university abroad, and in this case, it's the University of Jena, of course. Guest students interrupt their studies at their home universities, and they study with us for one or two semesters. They do not receive a degree from the University of Jena, but they attend courses and earn credits. And after returning from Jena back home, the students have these credits recognized by their home university, and they just continue their studies at home.
Well, often guest students come to us through certain programs. A big well-known one is the Erasmus Plus program. This is an EU program to promote education, training, youth and sports in Europe. The Erasmus Plus program is a mainly Europe-wide exchange program for students, PhD students, but also interns and staff. However, certain non-European partner countries can also participate in the E+ ICM program, that means Erasmus Plus International Credit Mobility. But also students from universities that cannot come through the Erasmus Plus program come to us through bilateral partnership agreements from all over the world. The University of Jena has, in addition to 300 European universities in the Erasmus Plus framework, another 200 partner universities worldwide from which students and scientists come from over 100 countries.
And what are the advantages of a stay as a guest student?
Gaining an intensive study experience in a foreign country, in a different culture, within a short period of time is for sure one big advantage. You get to know a different study system and perhaps get a different view of your own field of study. Also, one has the opportunity to actively apply and improve one's knowledge of a foreign language. And this knowledge and skills can be an advantage in further education and in the student's career path. Apart from that, studying as a guest student is a chance to broaden one's horizon and grow from the challenges.
Could you tell us more about these challenges of a guest study program?
That is a good question. It is not always easy to study abroad, as there are many obstacles to overcome. The biggest challenge for candidates is to find ways to deal with these difficulties. Students should be aware that an international experience, including an exchange study, is a stepping stone for their future career, but also sometimes requires a real sacrifice. Good preparation and prior knowledge of the potential problems will help them overcome them. Financial resources are a major obstacle. The ideal solution is a scholarship, living in a student dorm, eating in students' dining halls, and so on. Adapting and integrating abroad. So you must have a sufficient level of foreign language skills to follow your courses and communicate with other students, teachers, and of course the local population. Basically, you need a quick orientation in a new country with unknown university structure, foreign language, and making new contacts.
And what is special about a guest study program in Jena?
Well, first of all, the university offers a great variety of study programs. Guest students may enroll in up to 3 of these study programs. This allows the students a certain flexibility in choosing courses here at the university, so they can choose exactly the content that is useful for them for their studies at the home universities. And they can have this content and these credits recognized. It also means that they may choose a subject that has some connection to their field of study back home, so they have a chance to get a taste of a related field of study. An exception to that study programs are dentistry, which is not open to guest students, and medicine, which is only possible by prior arrangement. Secondly, studying German here at the university is very popular. Thus, we have a special program offered by the Department of German as a Foreign Language. It's called the ATS program. ATS is a German abbreviation meaning something like Exchange Students Program. Within the ATS program, there are courses that are designed exclusively for the guest students who study German back home in their home countries. And these courses, they cover a wide range of subject content, but they also take into account the individual language skills of the student.
And what are the language requirements a student has to meet in order to take part in a guest study program?
All study programs of the first academic cycle, which is bachelor or state examination, and many master programs are taught in German. Students should acquire sufficient knowledge of German at their home university and prove it to their home university before nomination. The University of Jena does not require a certificate of German examination. So visiting students should be able to speak German at least at a level B2, according to the European Framework of Reference. In order to follow the usual courses, complete work assignments, and communicate with teachers, supervisors, and other students. There are individual courses in English for which at least English at the B2 or C1 level is required. The Language Center of the University of Jena offers also German courses for further education.
What happens after I have decided to study in Jena as a guest student?
First of all, you have to be nominated by your home university to the University of Jena, which means after the selection process at the home university, they send the data of all nominated students to the receiving university, in our case, to us. After the nomination process is completed, we invite all these nominated students to our preparatory workshops. We offer the possibility to get all important information in Zoom meetings, to get advice, and to ask all questions about the guest study itself directly to us. These information meetings are offered in German and in English. Everything is live. Following these workshops, we will send out the respective handout to all nominees. On the one hand, participants of the workshop can read everything again in a calm minute. And on the other hand, students who could not attend can also receive this important information. From experience, these workshops are well received, and students are very grateful to see a normal person behind the big new university and who answers their individual questions.
And which support services are available before arrival?
The first workshop takes place about 4 to 5 months before the beginning of the semester, and it deals with the topic of application for guest studies. We explain the application portal and give advice on how to find the right study program or programs. Every few weeks, further workshops are held on the topic of housing and building a timetable. We introduce the mentoring program and finally provide information on enrollment and last important preparations before departure. As my colleague just said, students are welcome to ask their questions, share their expectations, and perhaps already get to know their fellow students a little bit.
And could you tell us something more about the support services which are available after arrival?
I just mentioned the mentoring program. Volunteer students of our university are involved as mentors. They participate in the program because they want to help new international students after their arrival in Jena and during the first weeks. They do so by assisting with study organization and bureaucratic matters, and they help to get to know the city and the university and to settle in quickly. Of course, the team of the international office, which is the students' main contact, is available during the study orientation days, during the regular office hours, and of course, anytime via email.
How can people interested in a guest study stay in Jena contact you if they have any questions?
We always offer all interested persons and students to contact us. On the one hand, there's the way via our email address. It's incoming@uni-jena.de. This is the central address for all our incoming students and therefore quite easy to find and remember. If a personal meeting is requested, we offer office hours or individual appointments, but also we are available by telephone or in a Zoom meeting that is sometimes requested from abroad when there are a lot of open questions, and often it is more cost-effective than telephone calls in the international area.
Thank you very much for the interview. Dear listeners, thank you for your interest, and as always, you will find all the important links in the show notes. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fleur. Bye.